Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul. Some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Shalom, and welcome to another episode or podcast of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. And you know, growing up as the daughter of a small church Baptist pastor, I was called on more than once to, quote unquote, lead the singing when someone did not show up on Sunday morning, or if someone was angry at someone else, and trust me, that happened more than once. The reason the task of, quote unquote, leading the singing fell to me was because I am, even to this day, a decent singer for a non-professional, but I'm not going to show you. I even went to college back in the late 80s for the first 2 years on a choir scholarship as a second soprano, first alto, at Jacksonville College in East Texas. But again, I'm not going to sing today. Anyway, one of the things I loved to do when it fell to me to lead the singing was to ask the people to sing the third verse of those wonderful hymns we often have forgotten in this day and age of singing from a screen. For I, as the preacher's kid, had read the hymnals when I was growing up and had come to realize that some of the greatest lyrics and the deepest theology was embedded in those third verses that had been so often ignored. Because, you know, I don't know if you grew up like I did in the church, but it was always the first, second, and last stanza, never the third. And because I was ornery, I like to make them sing the third hymn, the third verse. For example, and one of my favorites is the following from It Is Well With My Soul. Here's the third verse of It Is Well With My Soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. How could they forget to sing that verse of all the verses? Woo! I also, by the way, before I get off on and maybe make you listen to me sing, I also have a habit of reading the introductions to each of the Psalms that most people overlook. And a few days ago, one of them caught my eye. The introduction to Psalm 56. It reads, to the chief musician upon Jonath Elim Rekokim, that's what it says, Miktam of David, when the Philistines took him to Gath. Let me read that again. To the chief musician upon Jonath Elim Rekokim, Miktam of David, when the Philistines took him to Gath. You've never read that, have you? Or very few of you perhaps have. And I know that there are two unusual expressions in this introduction. Let's go backwards, shall we? And Miktam, or Miktam, it's spelled differently, is usually understood as a golden psalm, and that it is engraved or considered precious or by the author. Ergo, this particular song or psalm was special to David, who composed it when he was hiding from Saul with the Philistines. By the way, you can see the background in 1 Samuel 21. However, we all know that the unusual expression in this introduction is Jonath Elam Rekokim. Some biblical versions will do us the favor of translating it as the silent dove far away, or according to the dove on far-off terebinths. However, this translation still does not help us modern readers much, does it? According to the dove on far-off terebinths, the silent dove far off. So, what does that mean? So, I did some reading about terebinth trees. They can be understood as either an oak or a pistachio tree in biblical times. These types of trees would have been plentiful during the days when David was a shepherd, looking up at these majestic oaks, because sometimes they could grow up to be 40 feet tall, with his harp or lyre, and enjoying the simple life of watching the sheep for his father Jesse. The good old days. One can almost imagine David as a man running from Saul and now reduced to hiding with the loathsome Philistines, remembering back to the quote-unquote easier days when life was simpler, or seemed to be simpler, before Samuel came knocking on his father's door looking for the next king to anoint. A time when the dove was on the far-off terebinths, and the only thing he had to consider was when a sheep was being dumber than usual. A time when men were not seeking to kill him, because the first two verses of Psalm 56 read as the following in the King James. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. Basically, David was depressed. If you continue to read the rest of Psalm 56, you will find a man who longed for the days of the doves and the far-off terebinths. A man who longed to return to when expectations were nothing more than sheep and more sheep. And I am sure that we have all been there more than once. But as David knew, we can never return to the days of doves and pistachio trees. We must continue to fight because we, in our own ways, we that know Jesus as Messiah, and that we that have been anointed to the calling that God has given us, whatever that may be, even if verses 1 and 2 are true in their own ways as well, we must find our pathway to verse 3 and trust in God. We must place our tears in the bottle that God alone can hold. And by the way, you got to read verse 8 of Psalm 56. This is going away from my script, by the way, but Psalm 56:8, I think, is perhaps one of the most lyrically beautiful verses in all of Scripture. We must praise God and Jehovah, and verse 10 uses the word Elohim, and it uses the word Yahweh, and it talks about David is able to praise God and Yahweh, because he finds a way to say, God, I know that I can, I got that relationship back. Because when the day is done, God is truly our only dove, and he is our only terebinth. Because a dove is a bird that flies away. A terebinth is a tree that dies. But God will never leave us. God is a tree that is planted by the waters, and we can hold on to it. He is our rock. He is our tree. He is our refuge. He is our security. And that is how we can hold on. When our enemies want to swallow us up, and when they try to oppress us, He is our peace. That's what a dove is. He is our peace. He is our tree that we can hold on to. He is our security. And that's what David is trying to show us in Psalm 56. So read the third verses of hymns. Read the introduction to Psalms, because there is so much truth that we overlook when we don't get the whole message of what the writers are trying to tell us. Even when the message is Jonath Elim Rechokim, our dove and our terebinth. Until next time, shalom, God bless, from Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries.